So, just a small note of normalizing experience. The first day of retreat tends not to taste like freedom, just as a FYI. Yeah, it is no joke often. And as we were sitting, I remembered this so 9 years ago, and was teaching, a very junior teacher teaching a big retreat in the desert with Jack Kornfield, and it was a huge hall, and sitting up front. I think it was the first retreat I ever did, as teaching. And so I'm sitting in the front, and it was a big group. It was 150 odd people, and it was hot that year. It was hot, and for whatever reason, we decided to forgo the air conditioning, and we were just like, all right, we're just gonna be equanimous with it. And I remember the first day I'm sitting up there, and I'm just like, all right, Matthew, just don't fall asleep. It's too many people out there, and so you're supposed to be dignified. Come on. And not only did I fail in that aspiration not to fall asleep, I like over and over the course of that day, like crumbled almost into like a fetal position, drooling kind of level of sleep. That was the situation. And so all that is to say, if it was like that or even better than that, all good. Yeah, it's like the idea of freedom is different than the practice of freedom. The idea of freedom is like there's something out there, and then distinguished from that thing out there is this whole situation. Yeah. And there's not that much that feels free. And the idea of freedom says, like, well, let's just have this kind of grand intention to be free, and then we're gonna like get there somehow. But the distinction between how we feel and the grandness of that vision, that's just this chasm, and actually reinforces the sense of alienation, actually compounds the sense of confusion, suffering. That's the idea of freedom. The practice of freedom is not some grand aspiration to be totally free of dukkha in this moment. The practice of freedom is to look for any small, subtle way that I might be more free in this moment. Any small way in which I've mistaken the doors of dukkha for walls. Yeah. Any way in which I feel like just hermetically sealed in this like bubble of suffering, no way out. And the practice of freedom is just to like run our fingers along the inside of that bubble of suffering, gently like looking for the seam. In every bubble, there's a seam somewhere. Yeah. In every bubble of suffering, there's a seam somewhere. And we just like patiently run our fingers along the inside of that bubble. We put down the grand aspirations of, may I be completely free of suffering right now. That's just compounds Sakkaya Ditti. It compounds the sense of self. It compounds the sense of being persecuted by dukkha. Compounds the sense of real doubt. And that doubt runs deep. It runs deep. There's a little part of us that always suspects that we are the exception to the Buddha's rule. You know, like, yeah, they talk about freedom, but they haven't seen this. Yeah. Or maybe this is another kind of con of some kind. That doubt runs deep. And so we don't look for the kind of grand explosion, the idea of freedom. We're just like, okay, is it possible to be a little bit more free in this moment? Is it possible to be a little bit more free? And sometimes that looks like we're like, you know, in first gear driving up a very steep hill. And a little bit more free is just to say, like, okay, this is what it is today. This is the first day. This is what it is. And other times the gesture of freedom will look different, but we just keep looking, yeah? Where the wall of dukkha becomes the door. We just gently, gently press. And sometimes freedom accrues in a more dramatic way where we know 100%, wow, I don't know where that came from, but I dropped something. That's beautiful. But I would say more of the freedom on this path comes in indetectable ways. Yeah, we don't even notice it while it's happening. We just make this subtle gesture, this subtle practice of freedom. And then at some point we look back and there's a recognition of like, oh, I don't even know when it stopped, but I don't quite suffer in the same way I used to. Suzuki Roshi said it's the difference between getting wet in a rainstorm and getting wet walking through the mist. And he said, when you get wet walking through the mist, it's very hard to dry out. So, may we not be free from suffering. May we be a tiny bit freer. Yeah. And may that door swing wider and wider open. Good to be with you. Thank you for your practice. We Yeah, I feel that. We don't just, I like sometimes joke, that's like not how, that's not just our attempt to get off the phone, you know, say, thank you for your practice. It's like, it's real. Yeah, I feel it. We interpenetrate. And so, yeah, we're in each other's minds. We impact each other. And I'm grateful for your practice. So if it's time to rest, please rest. And have energy, maybe you practice or find some way of keeping some continuity. And yeah, we'll keep going in the morning. Thank you.